Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your hosts, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you. So, give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You can also talk live with us in the chat room. Go to smoothdrama.com. You go to smoothdrama.com, there's a chat room. You can be anonymous as you want to be and say all of the things that you've always wanted to say but was afraid to let out. We give you that. That's our apocalypse special. You can just, instead of calling that phone number, you can just scream in all caps in the Smooth Drama chat room. Bust it out. You want social media with us? We have Facebook. If you have Facebook, it's almost like that old thing where they said people would be friends and they would get their significant others together and they don't have nothing in common. Like, what do you like? I like baseball. You like baseball? So it's like, I got Facebook. You got Facebook? Yeah, I got Facebook. Can we be friends on Facebook? You can jump into the Smooth Drama Facebook group, myself or Mr. J, that awkward person who goes to Facebook jail every month. We'll add you.
Often, very often.
Very, very, like every month, literally. Yeah. I don't know what you do to go to Facebook jail. Have you ever been in Facebook jail?
Well, I don't really post. And okay. I don't post anything, you know, like, I don't know, I guess. I mean, he kind of posts, you know, some pretty, I don't know what to, I guess it's controversial, I guess. I don't know. Maybe for Facebook it is. I don't know.
Well, I guess. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
When he's not in Facebook jail, myself or Mr. J will add you. And pretty much
Do know you can go to jail for too much profanity. So I don't know. You can do that for profanity.
Fuck.
I don't know if he does a lot of that, but.
Fuck. Yeah. No. Okay. I guess that's Facebook. We're not on Facebook. So. All right.
Yeah.
So anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back. And we can talk a taste about it. And as always, special shout out to our listeners all over the United States, China, the UK, India, Canada. We see y'all. Thank you for listening.
Cool. Hello, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know if in China y'all understand what we're saying, but okay.
Yeah.
We receive you.
I mean, they can speak, I'm sure they speak English, you know, or have at least a pretty good understanding, you know.
Just a little bit. A little bit. All right. So, I'm going to ask you this question, Brown Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna need a strong answer. What would you do if you had been declared dead in 2017?
And I just found out about it in 2020 or 2021?
They just tell you that you're dead, but you're alive. What would you do?
You know, I don't know. That was like a movie. I can't remember the name of the movie, But, like, they had to, like, figure their birth certificate, and they had to do fingerprints, and they had to have all their stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what you do. Like,
yeah,
you have to figure it out, though, I guess, right?
Well, Jean.
Like, who do you go to?
Jean Couchet, who is in France. And since November 2017, has been declared dead by the justice system after being convicted. So
convicted of a crime?
Yeah. In a judgment rendered on November 10th, 2017, the Social Chamber of the Lyon Court of Appeal took for granted wrongly that Pouchain, implicated in an old labor dispute, was dead. Information of her death was provided during the labor dispute, and the judges ruled against the alleged beneficiaries, the husband and son, who were absent at the hearing. The complainant affirmed that Ms. Pouchain was dead without proof, and everyone believed her. Nobody checked anything. And so, you're dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, how do you reverse that, though? Or do you start over and get a new identity and a new, I mean, like, but then how do you get a new birth certificate? And,
I mean,
maybe a new Social Security card, but.
Well, no, I'm guessing,
France, I don't know.
Just like here, they have ID cards. And I'm going to guess if you're a regular citizen that you probably have been photographed a couple.
Yeah. And, yeah, a few times if she's, you know, of significant age, yeah.
Right. So basically, all you do is like, hey, here I am. I'm alive.
Hmm.
And that should kind of be enough, right? Like, hey, I am Jean Pouchain. Can you please, like, I'm alive, motherfucker. Like, hey.
All right.
Be your complex. When you're right in front of people. Well, it looks like you, but can you prove it?
Yeah, how do we know for sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
That was an interesting one.
I mean, that's like crazy. Like, how can you imagine, like, having to figure that out? Like, how to prove you're alive?
Well, you would think that the family's like, yeah, that's her. You would think the friends, yeah, that's her. People she worked with, yeah, that's her.
Would that be enough, though? I mean, if the person that complained or, you know, did the court stuff didn't have any, you know, didn't need any proof?
When we talk about court systems, you know, folks who complain about systems here in the United States. But guess what? A woman is alive. She wasn't even disappeared off the set. That's the crazy part, right? She hadn't even been disappeared off the set. She was very much alive and walking around, and they said she was dead. And that was it. Yep, she's
so
dead.
They declared her dead while she was in jail, though.
No, she wasn't in jail.
Is that what you read?
No.
Oh, I thought you said she was convicted of a crime.
Yeah, she was convicted, but it was just a judgment where this the complainant said they got fired illegally.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. You have to wonder why that happened to her. Like, what made them decide that she was dead?
I just know that If you're in France and you go to the Court of Lyon, be on your P's and Q's. Because apparently they can just dead you. That'll be it. You're just dead. You can't even prove that you're not. It's like, I'm sitting right here. But are you?
Well, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I thought I was, but.
Right.
Maybe
well,
not.
See. But see, that was before the apocalypse. it's not really as scrumptious as some of this other stuff. So, example, Moderna. Moderna is looking for 3,000 adolescents. They need at least 3,000 participants to provide valid safety and effectiveness data and get authorization from the FDA because they didn't test it on teens. So they want to test the COVID-19 vaccine on children. But in order to do that, you need 3,000 volunteers. So anybody out there want to sacrifice, volunteer your kids for this trial? Yes, they're looking for 3,000 participants. Apparently, they're looking at maybe paying people. I don't know.
To try? I mean, they were talking about that before. I remember that they were saying they were asking for participants. I want to say in sometime during the summer to try it out. Because I remember, it wasn't too long ago, actually, maybe November. So, I don't know. I wouldn't try it out or have my kids try it out, so.
Yeah, I'm guessing if you did volunteer your kids, you probably would be up for worst parent of the year. But
right.
Or you'd be heroic because you were strong enough to volunteer your kids. It'd be like, what was the Bible story? Abraham was gonna sacrifice his son.
Yeah, so the burning bush.
Yep, that made him.
No, that wasn't the burning bush, was it?
No, that was Moses. Yeah, hey, Abraham was going to sacrifice his son, but then God talked to him and said, nah, don't sacrifice your son. I know that you're serious.
I think that's
now.
The ram in the bush.
Yeah, but see, the point is, realistically, if you have your child tied down and you're right above him with a knife, about to stab them through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that's going to affect your relationship going forward.
You know, I would say in these times, yes. In those times, no. I think that probably bonded them tighter because people felt closer to God. Things happened. I mean, if you read the Bible and you believe in it, you know, God struck people dead for doing, you know, being sinful right then and there. Like there was no, you didn't have to go to hell or, you know, anything like that. You did something wrong, he struck you dead.
Yeah,
so,
I hear
you.
You
people were believers.
I hear you. But I'm just saying, see, because for some reason, we make folks a little bit more heroic and less human over time than the reality.
True.
I'm just going to say, I don't think there would ever be a time that I would understand why I was tied up and my daddy was about to stab me in the chest.
I mean, but if he heard, you know, God speaking to him, if that actually would happen, then he's there. So why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he be...
Okay, but
and he's a believer. He believes
right,
it too.
But see, that's a story that is told. That's a story that is told, right?
Yeah.
But nowadays we don't hear a lot of people talking about God talking to them, and when we do hear about them saying God talking to them, we look at them like they're crazy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he stopped talking to us, so in that manner.
Right, because I don't think it ever happened, but that's just me. I'm just saying.
I wasn't around during biblical times. So I don't know.
But see, all times are biblical times.
Well, I wasn't around when it happened. I mean, when the Bible was written, were you?
No. But supposedly, the times that we're in, the Bible writes about them. So, we're in biblical times. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm not saying that we're not, but talking about this one particular story, that's what I'm saying. Not the Bible as a whole, but just this one particular story.
Not to sound like a heathen or a hypocrite or whatever they would say, a non-believer, whatever. I'm just saying the story of a guy dragging his son out, tying him up, and I'm about to stab him, and then God speaks to him. Hopefully the son heard it, because if the son didn't hear it, I'm just saying, that's a lot.
Definitely. But then that's the whole, you know, like people have issues with the Bible, and that because everybody has their own interpretation, and it can go either way. You know what I mean? It can go, well, if you know, I don't even trust my dad now. And that's a possibility. I mean, that could be a possibility.
So in saying that, now we're in 2021. Let's just say God speaks to somebody and says, hey, you know what? I should have my son or daughter as a participant, one of these 3,000 participants, because God told me.
Yeah, that's possible.
Right. So, and it's for the betterment of mankind. Do we look at that individual as crazy as hell? Or do we say, you know what? Maybe the Lord did speak to them.
I personally look at people as that is their belief. That is their belief system.
All right.
You can easily say there's been for years, there's a religious group that they don't believe in doctors. They don't believe in medicine. They believe in prayer and, you know, just healing the child naturally. And children have died.
Right.
And some have been convicted, and some haven't been convicted. So,
I'm with you, and that's why I say it. So now, and this is what I'm saying. We talking about biblical days. That's the reason why I say these are biblical days, right? Because somebody could say, "Hey, God spoke to me, and you know, I should volunteer my children for the Moderna study." Because God spoke.
And that is possible. That is possible. And some people are going to agree and some people are going to disagree, like everything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always look, you know, that person, if something happens to the child, then that person has to live with that the best way they can for the rest of their days.
So, conversely, let's say this South Carolina couple who was arrested last week after police said they filmed themselves having sex on top of a Myrtle Beach tourist attraction. They sex on the beach, right? They posted it on the porn site.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were on the ride and was like, you know what? Let's get it. Now, they didn't do that, but I'm just saying, what if they said God told us to just do this and put the video in the world to see?
We all can say that. I mean, you know what I mean? God told me to, you know, go and walk in and apply for this job. God told me. And I mean, to a certain degree, it's true because we all have that inner voice. So it depends on how you view your inner voice. Because that's what it is to me. You know, that's that inner voice that tells you, you know, to do this or to do that, what's right and what's wrong. So, I mean, I don't necessarily think it's God, because I don't think God would have told me to do a lot of things that I tell my, that inner voice tells me. So, I mean, I guess it just depends.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess everybody could say it, though.
Yeah, sky wheel. That's where it happened. The sky wheel gondola, Myrtle Beach. They made it happen, and they post the video on the porn site.
And they said God told them to do that?
No. I'm just saying, what if they did?
Oh.
Freedom of expression. I mean, because I would, being the devil's advocate, say, what did they do wrong?
And, you know, I was kind of saying the same thing when you were talking about it, when you were, you know, reading it. And I'm like, well, that's, you know, that's what they chose to do. But if it's against the law in that area to have sex in a public place, then that's what they did wrong.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, everything is such a fine line now. Freedom of speech, freedom, you know, self-expression,
right.
And, you know, all of it is just a really fine line now. And it's like,
I mean, didn't we have a stage
point where rules don't even matter anymore.
We just had a staged event a couple weeks ago for their rights, because we're taking the rights away. These people, they got charged with preparation of prohibited obscene material and indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright.
And I mean, if that's the law, then that's the law. I mean, you know.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was always curious, because I know in the chat room they were talking about entering the kids in the medical trials. I'm like saying, because maybe the Lord told them they need to upload that video on Pornhub or wherever they put it.
Or why does it have to be the Lord? Why couldn't it just be something that they wanted to do?
Yeah, but they were inspired. Look.
Yeah, but then...
You know how many...
I mean, and...
I watch so much when you're watching sports and the dudes say, oh, yeah, because God helped me make that basket. No, but... You know, they say that, right? Yeah, all things through my Lord.
But I think that's
how I caught that ball. That's how I hit that home run.
I think when they're giving thanks to God, I think it's more to it than just that one instance. You know what I mean? He didn't help them. God wasn't there like, okay, I'm just going to help you make this one, you know, 3 points. You get these 3 points and then that's it. I think
right.
What they're saying is because of their belief system that, you know, they're thanking him for that. Not just, you know, it's for everything. It's not just the game. It's for everything. I mean, because you can't really pick and choose. If you're a believer, you can't really pick and choose, like, when God shows up and when he doesn't. Either he shows up in your life, you know, if you're a believer, or he, you know, and usually if you're not a believer, you don't think he ever does. He still does. It's just that sometimes things work out for your greater good, and sometimes things just work out. You know what I mean?
Okay. So what we'll do going forward, we're just going to institute a new rule here in Smooth Drama.
And
just to be brown sugar. WWCWD.
What would
Chris Webber do?
You know what? I'm just not understanding this whole thing with Chris Webber. And why are you on me? You know, he was on Instagram today.
No, he announced the game tonight. So it just... Because you're his number one unknown fan.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that. I'm really am.
I know you are. We've heard you publicly stated in very, very emphatic terms. From here on, we're going to institute the WWCWD rule.
And see, why are we using him, though? Because I don't know what he would do. Like, I don't know what he would do.
So we speculate. We don't know what anybody would do. Just like when people say, what would Jesus do? What would Chris Webber do?
Well, we kind of do know what Jesus would do. We have a whole book on what Jesus did.
Do we? Do we, though?
I mean, yeah. What you mean, do we, though? How are you questioning the Bible?
I'm not questioning the Bible.
I mean, whether
I'm
you believe in it or not, that is the book, right?
I wasn't questioning the Bible. I was questioning some, because remember, and we talked about this on the show, that there are two Jesuses, right? So we don't know which Jesus we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know about
there
that.
There was the white Jesus that inspired the staged event a couple weeks ago. And then there's,
well, that's this. Their Jesus. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. If that's what they believe, that's their belief.
Okay. Well, you know what?
You can't really.
We got a caller. We got a caller. So we'll let the caller talk to us for a second.
Let's hear this.
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Where are you calling from, and who are we talking to?
Yes, sir. My name is Mike, calling from Minneapolis. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you for calling, Mike. What can we do you for?
Yeah, I just caught like the last couple of minutes of the show, and I was just trying to get an understanding where you were coming from. Like, were you like critiquing Christianity or religion, or like I don't really understand the point you were trying to make.
No, I'm not critiquing. I was trying to make a point, because people always try to make these points, and they use religion in certain ways that I think is weird. So I'm like, I'm a add on to it. I wasn't critiquing. I'm not trying to destroy anyone's belief system. I'm just saying, well, people say I made that shot because Jesus Christ is my Lord. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. That was all the practice that you made. Jesus had nothing to do with you practicing in the gym 8 hours a day.
Well, you could look at it a different way and say the person might feel like the discipline that they had, the motivation they had to even practice and work on their game, or maybe whatever personal adversity they had to go through in life that they overcome to get to that point, is why they're thinking Jesus.
Okay. And
you know
what
I mean? It's not like they're not thinking God that the shot went in. You know, sort of like, especially if you're talking about like a pro athlete. Think about what a guy who made it to the pros had to go through just to even get to that level.
Yeah.
You know, and things you have to overcome in that process, which is why most, if you look at the majority pro athletes, are usually religious, just because they go through so much to get to where they got to get to, that, you know, they understand and they have an appreciation for God in their life that I feel like people who don't necessarily strive or go through things really have.
Well, I think if you're on earth, you've gone through some things. And I was making the point. We know that some people have gone through a little bit more than others. Yes, we know there's no equity in struggle, right? There's this level of struggle is that level of struggle. I never argue that one. I know that personal experience. I'm saying, and what I was saying was, when they're talking about, and this was part of the joke, they're asking for 3,000 adolescents for COVID trials, Moderna is. And I said, well, like Abraham was going to sacrifice a child, but God said, stop. And I said, well, and if we heard that story nowadays, folks would say that individual was crazy. See, I say we ascribe a certain value in heroism to individuals in the past that we don't give now. because I can almost guarantee you, if somebody was to do that and then say God spoke to him and said no, people would not be calling that person a prophet. They would be putting them in a crazy home.
But it wouldn't happen now.
Why not?
Because God in his wisdom is not going to put, if God has a relationship with somebody and he's asking them to do certain things, he doesn't put them in position that would lead to other circumstances outside that would cause issues for them, unless it has a purpose behind it. Now, I mean, if you're coming from a perspective of somebody who doesn't even believe God exists, of course it's going to sound crazy to you. But if you actually believe that there's... think about this. If there is a God, number one, if there's a God, then of course, and God is a personal being with all knowledge, if God were to ask Abraham to do something at the time period he did, obviously he knew there wasn't a society at hand that had a, you know, that would have caused issues just for him even attempting what he did.
It clearly played out, right?
That was...
You don't think so?
Well, at the time, if you know that time in history, child sacrifice is actually common. The people worship gods like Molech and Baal, where they were sacrificing their children. So it wasn't like something that would stand out.
It's still common now. Folks just don't talk about it. Those
not in a public forum
have not gone away. It's submerged. But people still sacrifice. We just don't call it.
It's on the low. I'm talking about back then. It was open and public, and it was nothing people were ashamed of. Now they keep it on the low. It's secretive. You know what I'm saying? But again, this comes down to God putting people in a position for a reason.
Okay.
So if you know God, God's not going to put you out there where you're going to get caught up in something when you're trying to do something to obey him or please him.
But we're talking about your belief. So, for example, there was a woman, we've seen multiple people who have left their kid or they have killed their kids. Now, what if that person said, God told me to? Do we believe them or do we say, now, God couldn't have told you that because God wouldn't have put you in that harm if we're using your argument?
If they actually killed their kids, no, the God didn't tell them to do that. That for a fact, we know that.
How do we know?
Because God has said before, number one, there's seven things the Lord hates. The first thing is the shedding of innocent blood. And one of those things is the harming of children, which Jesus himself said, anyone who harms a child, the punishment God will inflict of them will be worse than if you tied a giant stone around your neck and got drowned in the sea. So that off top lets us know God has a special love and care for children, and God is against the shedding of innocent blood. So in that regard, which is why, remember, he ultimately told Abraham to stop. The point wasn't killing the child. The point was to test Abraham's faith or if Abraham was putting his child above God. That's what the whole point was. But God is not obviously going to tell him, go kill your kids. There's no example anywhere in the Bible where God actually tells someone, go sacrifice your child and do it and actually kill them.
Right. But once again, someone could still make that argument.
Yeah, but that would be wrong. I mean, that's common sense. Okay. Plus, if you have scripture and you actually know God, number one, have a relationship with God, you know that's not in God's character.
Okay. I won't argue that point.
Thank you, Mike.
But I will say that there will be people who would argue that point.
Yeah, those people who don't know God will say that, of course. If you don't know God, you can aspire any negative attribute to God you want based on things happening in your own life. But anyone who actually knows God and has a relationship with knows how good he is, how kind he is, how loving he is, knows he would never call for something like that. It'd be like if I didn't know you and I said, and someone told me something bad about you, and then I go off thinking these negative things about you without ever getting to know you. How would that be wrong, right?
Yeah, but we've killed people.
People
in the
do that all the time.
Right, forever. I mean, we've had the Crusades all in the name of God. They love God on their side.
That was done by the Catholic Church, number one. Number two, it was done at a time period where people didn't even know the Bible. So the Crusades happened between the 10 and 1200s. The Bible as we know it, translated into languages of the common people at that time in Europe, referring to languages like French, German, and English, wasn't done until the 1500s. So during that time, people literally had to take whatever the Catholic Church told them they had to take their word for it because they didn't know the Bible in their own language. The church at that time only allowed the Bible to be written in Latin or in Greek, which normal people could not read. So they had to go, whatever the priest said, or whatever. So the Pope comes out in the 1000s and makes his announcement in Europe. He says the Muslims have taken over the Holy Lands in Israel, and they've conquered Jerusalem, and they're killing Christians. Anyone who takes up arms and goes and fight the Muslims and gets Jerusalem back will be given a ticket to heaven. That's what he said.
Right.
Now, if the Pope were to get up today and say that today, would any Christian believe him?
Yes.
Of course they wouldn't, because we have the Bible now. And the Bible clearly
says
you can't kill someone to go to heaven. There's no such thing. You only get into heaven through the forgiveness of sins by believing in Jesus.
Last time I checked, this is a Christian nation, as they call it, and we hate the Middle East because they're Muslims. I think that still exists. That is never going away.
America did not go to war in the Middle East because they hate Muslims. They went to war in the Middle East because they wanted the oil.
Yes, but the people followed it because, hey, they're Muslim scum, so it didn't matter.
No, some people may have joined it because they were angry about the 9/11 terrorist attack. But first of all, America is not a Christian country in the sense of it's being a theocracy. The American government is not a Christian government. America is just a country that has a lot of Christians that live in it, but the government and the institution of the United States is not Christian. In fact, you can see by their actions the last couple of years, they're hostile to Christianity. That's obvious. If they were a Christian nation, we wouldn't have gay marriage off top. We wouldn't have abortion on demand anytime you can get it. We wouldn't have the legalization of drugs. We wouldn't have a country that promotes all this immorality and then exports it throughout the world. I mean, America right now is going to other countries, like in Africa, demanding that their education systems teach about homosexuality to the kids. If America was a Christian country, would they be doing that? I mean, ask yourself, honestly.
You don't have to tell me. You preaching to the choir. And that's my issue. So, because we're, quote-unquote, the greatest country on earth. We're the Christian moral compass, right? But this is a place that started off, all people are equal except for y'all. Sorry.
Well, are you going to ignore the fact that it was Christians that actually started the abolitionist movement, had the Underground Railroad, fought to end slavery both in England and in America? I mean, who do you think did that? Who was doing that?
A bunch of atheists
were doing that? Are you kidding me?
That had nothing to do with religion, but more the Industrial Revolution and understanding where the world was going.
No, you're missing what I'm saying. I'm talking about
like
the abolitionist movement.
No,
Who started the abolitionist movement?
A lot of those abolitionists were found to be racist, and they formed the White Citizens Council right after the Civil War. So we have a conundrum here, because we say we're Christian, but it's Christian on whose terms?
That's enough to discredit Jesus and discredit the Bible and discredit the belief in God because you had a couple racist white people.
A couple?
Determine it, and then that's enough for you to say that's it.
A couple?
Yeah, it was a couple. I mean, how many are you talking about? And how many Christians are there around the world? There's more than a billion. You're talking about how many Christians?
Yeah, but we're talking about...
And not
about
only that, it's not like Christianity began in Europe or Christianity began... It didn't begin in America. It began
Christians,
before that.
Right. Christians on whose terms?
On Jesus' terms, the one who created the whole belief system.
Okay, so if we were on Jesus' terms, as you call it, will we have the problems that we have now in this country?
Of course we wouldn't. That's the whole point, because, listen, just because someone calls himself a Christian doesn't mean they are one. For example, if I say I'm a Christian and I go out and get drunk tonight and sleep with a prostitute and go in and beat my wife and then go rob a liquor store and then I come back and tell you, oh, I'm a Christian, there's a word you're going to call me. And what is that?
Hypocrite.
Bingo. And why do we have the term hypocrite? Because we all know, at least people who have a familiarity with Christianity know, that there's a certain standard that Jesus put for Christians to live by, right? To love your enemy, to do what's right, to repent of your sins, to treat people the way you want to be treated. And so that's why we have the term hypocrite, because we know what a Christian is supposed to be, right? So,
right. So
if someone's out here enslaving somebody or going to war and killing somebody and saying I'm a Christian while they're doing that, what would you call them?
What I've always called them.
And so, that is what?
Oh, racist.
I'm not talking about race. I'm not, their actions. What would you define them as? If
yeah,
they
racist,
commit evil and call themselves a Christian.
Right.
It's not about racism. Racist. It's called a hypocrite.
It was about racism.
No, it's not. And not in the context I'm talking about. I'm talking about whether they're actually a Christian or not.
I mean, but this is what I'm saying. So there were chaplains on slave ships, right? And
what is that supposed to prove?
Once again, Christians on their terms, which is what I'm saying, which is what I've
but
always
I just told
saying.
You there's
and
no such thing as Christian on their terms.
It wasn't a Catholic thing. It was a, hey, I'm Christian on my terms, and we've always known we've had two Americans. That's why people always
talk about
make America great again and all this other stuff, because there was a time when you didn't have to worry about the other segments of the population.
No, that's
a
whole side point. That's aside from what we're talking about.
Well, it's kind
Jesus
of,
himself
it's
said in Matthew chapter 6, he talked about how on the day of judgment itself, he said that there's going to be many people that will come to him saying, Lord, Lord. And he said, I will tell them, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of evil.
Right.
That's his own word. So he's letting
right.
you know right
and
up top that people.
The
so that's my point. Just
system.
Because you call yourself a Christian
right.
doesn't mean you're a Christian.
All right. So you started off by saying there are billions of Christians around the world. And I would say, yes, they call themselves Christians. But once again, on whose terms? It's on their terms. I'm a Christian, but I'm going to follow it to a point that benefits me, not the teaching.
Yeah, but
of
that's an indictment on their character, not an indictment on the belief system. You're trying to conflate the two. You're saying the actions of people who follow a faith are now also an indictment on the belief system. That would be like if I were to say the terrorists that attacked on 9/11 are now that's an indictment on Islam as a whole. You would say that's unfair, would you not?
Well, I would say that, one, those were all people from Saudi Arabia, but that's a whole other side argument. Point is, when we start talking about belief systems, all belief systems are perfect on paper. The actual application of the belief system are not. And that's where the struggle
no,
is.
No, that's not true. There are plenty of people out there that actually live out the Christian faith and love people and help people and take care of people.
Yeah.
There's a ton of people like that.
Yes, they
you don't
they
know
do.
Any Christians that genuinely walk the walk? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I think we're using blanket statements only because, like, there's no way to know, like, individually everyone who does what they're supposed to do as far as calling themselves a Christian. But I think when you see people calling themselves a Christian and they act contrary to that, then yes, then that's how you can kind of navigate, like who's being a Christian and who actually isn't.
So we had whatever you want to call what happened a couple of weeks ago. Those were so-called Christian soldiers. A lot of them claim it. You can go to their websites and they'll tell you in a minute. And now I know what your argument is, and I agree with your argument, not disagreeing. But what I'm saying is, once again, the belief system is perfect. The application of the belief system in our everyday life is not. And that is the indictment that I throw out.
Okay, so the way I would address that simply is I understand your point. I got you on that point. So the point I would say to that, and this is what it comes down to, is whether someone's actually born again or not. And you may not know what I'm talking about. I don't know if you're familiar with what I'm saying.
I have an understanding of it.
Okay, so and I'm not talking about this cheap American version of born again, which is you went to the front of the altar in church and you said a little sinner's prayer and boom, they told you you were saved. That's not that. I'm talking about when the Holy Spirit actually transformed you. to where you were one way in how you conducted yourself, and now you're a completely different person. And you know for a fact, without a shadow of a doubt, that wasn't through your willpower. It was you had an inner transformation that could only be done by God. So what we have in America now, and this is the problem in this country, is we have a cheap form of Christianity in this country that you don't see outside of America.
We've always
had it. That's my point. But it's a primarily an American thing, because in America, they lowered the standard for what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be saved, what it means to be born again. Because the churches got caught up in making money. So in order to make money, their whole idea was to fill these pews as much as they could. And so to do that, they had to water down the message so that people wouldn't get offended.
All right.
That's why even right now you got churches that let people be practicing homosexuals.
Right.
And call themselves a Christian.
Brother, I would love to continue this conversation, but we have to continue on with the rest of the show. But hey,
yes, sir.
I love your energy, and please call in again anytime. You are always welcome.
Yes, I appreciate it, y'all.
And then also go into the chat if you want to continue to talk. Go into the chat, www.smoothdrama.com.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, thank you. You guys take care.
All right.
You
take
too.
Care.
Thank you so much.
All right. So, lots to unpack there. We're going to go on break first. We're going to go on break first before we touch it. This is Big Crit, Forever in the Day.
They say they couldn't be forever, wouldn't be forever. The brain ain't enough, just gotta mix it with the leather. The grind ain't enough, just gotta mix it with the hate. When it's all over, why would I say? Forever in a
Smooth Drama. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Big Crit, Forever in a Day. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
Yeah, that was it's a great call. That's why we always ask y'all to call, because I love the debate. I love the banter, to be able to have serious conversation. I did have that one issue when he said, yeah, the Christianity's not good here. It's just bad here in America. No, it was bad before it got to America, because the people who immigrated illegally to America, they came from Europe, and they brought this negativity here, because it was not here before. Because apparently the people here, millions of Native Americans that don't exist here anymore. We're going to talk about that. But the millions of Native Americans that were here before, they weren't near genocide level extinction. So I think they were good. We've had no records of wars like Europe, the 100-year war. Every European country has fought against each other, and I'm not talking about like World War I or any World War II. We're talking about back in the day, in the 13th, 14th, 15th century, these cats was busting shots at each other. In the name of their Lord, right? I mean, this is established history. We don't have that history before Europeans came to the Americas. They have no history of widespread wars where they actually, they decimated each other, and you hear, because they would talk about it.
Yeah,
so we start talking about yes, there's a proclamation from the Pope. We can't let Islam win, and I'm sure on the other side there's a proclamation from their imam, like, we can't let Christianity win. And in the name of God and love, we're gonna kill people. But we're gonna talk because we can stay on this all night. You can talk about this forever in the day and never, ever have a positive solution. I'm gonna talk about something else, Brown Sugar. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Because we didn't do it. We're gonna go into our dumbass of the week. All right, so the man who was shot in the stomach after jumping out of the woods to scare his friend.
Mm.
Adam Anthony Navarro hid in the woods while his friend went to their car early on Sunday morning during an outing to the Florida Keys. He leapt out from behind the trees to scare his friend, who, apparently startled, drew a 9mm handgun and shot him once in the stomach.
Wow.
So.
Well, I tell you, Florida. I mean, if it wasn't for Florida, America would just be boring.
Probably not. All those people, if they weren't in Florida, They'd be in South Carolina.
They'd be somewhere else. They'd be in Kentucky.
They'd be somewhere else. I'm just saying, there's a lack of intelligence, especially when you know your homie is normally strapped. One, I'm gonna guess you knew your homie was strapped, and to jump out when you're in the Florida Keys where they have wild animals.
Yeah.
Gators, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of ready. It's like, ha! Pow! Oh, I'm sorry, homie. You can't be jumping
right
up. I know I'm mad nervous. So I wouldn't be out there. But if I was predisposed to doing something unintelligent, like hanging out in the Florida Keys just walking, I would be strapped. I'd be strapped.
Yeah, you gotta protect yourself.
Yeah, I'd be looking like those people who were at the Capitol. My rocket launcher. I probably would have kept it in the car when I got a Subway sandwich, though. But I'm just saying that I would have all that. That's where I'd be loaded. Shooting anything that moves. Frogs, salamanders, they all getting it. I'm just saying.
I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so as a public service announcement, never jump out on your friend who is strapped to scare them.
Yeah.
Just
even if you're not in the Florida Keys, just don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't do it.
It's not a good thing. Oh, and remember Proposition 22?
Kind of. It sounds familiar. What is it?
That was a ride share. That was the ride share one.
Okay.
Everybody promised not to raise prices, whatnot.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did. And as you know, Uber and Lyft raised their prices. And Postmates was like, you know what? We did promise that we weren't going to raise our prices if you pass Proposition 22, but that was so last year. That was 2020. It's 2021. So we said, wink, wink, with our fingers crossed, that we weren't going to raise prices in 2020. But 2021,
it's
a whole different year.
It's a new year, new prices.
New year, new Postmates. So they're going to charge you an extra $2.49. Extra $2.49 for you people who use Postmates. And for all you folks that was voting and championing Proposition 22. I know y'all out there because it passed. I voted against it, but, you know, apparently common sense was on call that day.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know. People don't know until it happens. You know, you don't ever learn your lesson until it usually backfires on you. So.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. So, speaking of interesting, do you have an iPhone?
I do.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Special shout out to all my homies with iPhones.
What are we in trouble with now?
Oh, you're not in trouble. It's actually.
Well, I mean, we're not in trouble, but something iPhone is doing that is going to mess us up or some information, or that's what I mean.
Yeah, there's a hack for spying on conversations.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a whole video.
I mean, are we not all being spied on in some form or fashion?
Well, no. This isn't a hack by the government, though. It's not hacked by
I don't think everything is. I don't think it, any of it. I mean, some of it is, but I think there's hackers in everything that we do now. And they're everywhere. Not just iPhones. Yeah. I'm sure they're in all phones. They're able to get into all phones.
Yeah. So, basically, if people have AirPods, if people have AirPods, what you can do is this.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm advocating for this, but there's a hearing setting that can be used with AirPods to listen in on other people's conversations, even when you're not in the room.
How does that work?
Well, there's a function, and you open up your iPhone setting apps, and then you do this, and then you do that, and you can turn that feature in your phone's control center, put in your AirPods, and leave your phone behind in another room, and you can leave it in any room. You can listen to what anybody's saying at any time.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yep. So, iPhones in the house. Another example of why iPhones are awesome. And AirPods. So if they got AirPods, they can get you. They can listen in on your conversation.
And you know what though? I don't know. What are they talking about anyway? What are you saying? I mean, you know what I mean? You're talking behind that person's back or saying, you know, and it's just like, so, you know, not so what, but I mean, you're going to find out people's true colors eventually anyway. So, I mean, I don't know whether you find out sooner through this little thing or they do some stupid shit and you find out. I mean.
Yeah, I just think that it's. Because we talk about the lack of privacy, it's not a mystery. We've talked about that quite a bit, but now there's ways for you to spy on people that you know, and we're not talking about FBI, CIA, no conspiracy theorists.
No, I get what you're saying.
This your
home, but I feel like that's always. I mean, but there's people I know people. Who can hack into other people's messenger.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know what I mean? I know, like, some real people that are just normal, everyday people that can do some FBI, CIA stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what I'm saying. I don't, it's like whatever now at this point. I mean, nobody is doing anything. I mean, unless you're just nosy, you know, and you just want to know things. But, I mean, for me, it's not that important. I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
You're good with it?
I'm good.
Okay. You know what? That's a very.
I mean, I'm not doing anything, and nobody else I know is, you know, everybody's whatever.
I was trying to give you props. You know, that's a very open-minded, mature thing to say.
What, that I don't care?
Yeah.
It's
not that important.
I mean, you know, no, it's not. Not when you know. I think people want to know. I mean, I think to me, and that has to do with, like, trust issues. And you know, it's very hard to trust people now. So I think that is, like, the major thing of spying now, because people are always caught up in some nonsense, you know what I mean? So I just feel like, you know, at some point you just have to be okay with it and either accept the nonsense or keep it pushing, you know, because there's no escaping it.
All right, so basically Brown Sugar's like, you know what, if you want to listen in on what I got to say, probably gonna love it anyway.
And I feel like I'm. If anybody was listening, I would kind of be like hurt because I feel like you can ask me anything and I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
So you don't necessarily have to spy. You just have to ask the right questions. So I don't know.
So all our listeners out there, whether you're in the chat room or if you want to have that personal conversation with Brown Sugar, she'll tell you anything.
Whatever
you want to know.
I mean.
Coming from the hip.
I mean, if I have the answer, I'll give it to you.
All right. We'll see. See, that's the beauty of smooth drama. I ain't going to tell you nothing, but Brown Sugar will give it all up. That's the balance.
Why not? Why not?
Oh,
I've always felt like the more information somebody has and they still decide to hang and kick it with you and be down for you, that's love.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Brown Sugar.
Okay.
So, Joe Biden has thrown out a lot of executive orders, right?
Yeah.
So, one of his orders bans discrimination on the basis of gender identity. He indicated that he would move to allow more transgender students to take part in school sports. So, Under this order, the federal agencies must apply existing laws banning discrimination on the basis of race, religion, and sex to encompass discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. And so also it applies to civil rights law banning discrimination in school or education programs that receive federal funding, paving the way for transgender students to access sports teams. And they say bathrooms and changing rooms that correspond to their gender identity. So, I ask you this, Brown Sugar. I mean, I don't believe in it. I'll honestly say, transgender, especially when you start talking about in sports, is a very, very slippery slope because you're going to have some very, very strong females, as
I call them new women.
Right. Well, new women playing against old women. And it's going to be different. We've had cases. I think there was a case in Iowa where this female or new woman was undefeated, was defeating all the girls in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I remember
so,
that.
You know, it's you get to this point, so. We're going to see girls basketball, and you're going to see those transgender new women. Well, I'm not even going to use it. I'm going to say new women. We adopted it here. New women. So we're going to see these new women participating in girls basketball and women's basketball. You know it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it's going to be very, very controversial, especially if they are the best in the sport. Because,
yeah.
I mean, realistically, we know a transgender or we'll say new man still won't be able to compete against the men.
No.
Because of the inherent disadvantages. There's just not enough steroids in the world that'll help. But on the other side, it's going to get crazy. It's going to be a lot of complaining. It's going to be a lot of complaining. And
yeah, I mean, I feel like they need their own. I know it probably isn't enough, you know, like for them to be like competitive, but they kind of do need their own separate, you know, thing going on, because I don't agree with it either. There was some years ago where there was these two transgender guys on a female track team, and they, you know, they wanted to compete on the boys track team because they, you know, they knew that they were quicker than the girls, but then they didn't feel safe. So I feel like either, you know, they either need to kind of band together and make their own or not compete.
Well, so when you say they didn't feel safe, so let's just say that they got to compete with the boys. I can already tell you that it wouldn't really matter. They would actually relish beating the hell out of them, because it's going to happen. So
like they said, they didn't feel safe.
It's not a factor.
So whatever that meant.
Well, I'm saying this is not me being a sexist. It wouldn't matter. Like if we're talking about a new man trying to compete against the men, they're like, okay, wouldn't matter, because you're not going to win in wrestling. You're not going to win in track. You won't even make the basketball team. So that's not an issue. It's the other way. It's the other way is where there's the issue. And I see that's where it's going to be a major problem. A suburban problem, but it's going to be a major problem.
Well, and that's the thing. Like the two guys that were on the track team, they were on a suburb track team, and the girls were very upset because they couldn't win.
Right.
And a lot of them were, you know, were trying to get scholarships and, you know, and it bumped him down, you know, into a lower heat, and, you know, it shaved off, you know, their times, didn't come par up, and it was just, they were really heated.
Right.
The parents were heated.
I know what you're talking about. The parents were upset. And so, because the wrestling and the track, those are the two major issues, and it's going to leak over into the basketball. Because once again, when you do this, you're going to, because I'll never forget, there was a new girl. She wasn't a woman yet. There was a new girl who, they wanted to be a new man. So they were a new boy, right? And wanted to compete with the boys. It wasn't funny, but it was hilarious because they got lapped at everything. It didn't matter. Whatever. Just came in last in everything. I mean, it's just, and that's why I say athletically, no, it won't be an issue on the guy lane. It's going to be an issue in the female lane. It's going to be a huge issue, because we know, as it stands now, it's mostly a suburban thing. It's mostly a suburban thing right now. I don't know the future, what the future holds, but right now, it's a suburb thing. And so, I mean, in what you call the quote unquote inner city, before what do we call it, gentrification?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that issue, because new woman. Well, new man.
Yeah.
Try out for the basketball team and see what happens. after being dunked on 900 times. Yeah,
it's something to like keep an eye out for, just to see how it all turns out. It's interesting.
Well, my thing, we're in 2021. I'm going to say 2025 is going to hit the fan. That's my prediction. It's going to hit the fan in 2025.
In what direction? Like, they're going to, what, change laws to let them compete or not let them compete or get their own?
It's an executive order, so it's already here. There's going to be a backlash, though, because, once again, we have Title IX, right? We have Title IX. So that means that equals. So we have a boys' team, we have a girls' team. We have a man's team, we have a woman's team. College athletics, whatnot. See, because what happens when that team openly courts new women and they have a team full of new women as the stars? Because you know it's going to happen. And when it happens, it's going to be very controversial because the new women are going to be out there tearing a hole in the league, right?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the bathroom and all that other stuff. No, I ain't talking about bathroom. I'm talking about the athletic part. I'm talking about them actually playing the game, and you have, let's say you got three or four new women on the team. You have a huge decided advantage.
Yeah.
And these new women go on to play in the WNBA. See, because like I said, I'm not worried about new men even getting a sniff in college. There might be one that might try it in high school, but it still is tough because there comes a point where the guys, you know, they've grown and they're starting to grow into themselves. Where in middle school, that's the last even part. And then there's still a distinct separation. Sixth grade, and then seventh and eighth grade, it's the boys start filling out. So when they get to high school, no, there's a decided difference. There's a decided difference. And so it's going to be some new men out there that they won't make it in sports. They'll try out. Mm-hmm. And it won't even matter. There'll be some folks who will hate on them. But realistically, when we talk about college sports, whatnot, they would probably relish the opportunity to play against these new men so that they could thoroughly embarrass them. Thoroughly embarrass them. I mean, because realistically, the money-making sports, no, they have no shot. They have no shot. It's not even. It can't happen. It won't happen. They won't play football. They would get broken. They would get broken in practice.
I agree.
Then you say basketball. Yeah, no, you have no shot.
Yeah, they're not gonna make it.
So then you start talking about, okay, so you're going to have new women in tennis. You're going to have new women. Because I don't think it makes a major difference in sports like golf or bowling or anything like that. But
mm-hmm.
you start thinking about it, it can get crazy, right? It can get crazy.
It can.
Right,
I mean,
so,
to me, it already has. Just, I mean, and what I'm talking about is high school, middle school, and high school. What I've seen,
right.
It's not even college. So,
right.
And it's an
right.
an issue.
All right. Hold up. We've got callers. Caller number
Hello?
One, you're on the air. Where are you calling from,
Hello?
And what can we do you for?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Can hear you.
Great. Sorry, because I'm in the car. I just have a quick question because I couldn't put this in the chat room. Is it more the problem of the transgender male to female, female to male? Is it more of their skill, or is the problem their skill that they're too advanced or not advanced enough, or is the problem that they are transgender with sports that is most people aren't agreeing with? Because as far as I know, when they start to transition, say, like, males that transition to females, they're being given female hormones. So all
mm-hmm.
their muscles are starting to, you know, they're not as strong. They don't have the same abilities as they have. They're, you know, basically their bodies are shifting into women. As for female to male, so they're being given a lot of testosterone to where I've seen it to where they've bulked up and they have gotten stronger. But I've also seen a bunch of cis female and male play the opposite gender sports. You know, growing up, yes, I live in the suburbs, but we had females on varsity or JV varsity football. The same thing with wrestling. We didn't have a female wrestling team. You had to wrestle with those guys if you wanted to wrestle. So that's why
right.
I'm kind of like, I don't see the difference. I know, I understand that they're transgender, but I look at them still as, they're still people. They still have the skills, whether they're strong enough, fast enough. Yes, I do believe in the beginning when the transition starts, they're like for the female to male, they're not going to be as strong as a typical
right.
cis male, and you know vice versa for female. From male to female, the same thing. But at some point, that's going to shift. And you're not going to have a trans man that's going to be as strong as a woman. He's going to be stronger. And the
right.
same thing as a transgender female. She is going to become a little weaker. So that's why I'm not seeing where the issue is of them. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first, thank you for your call. And feel free to call back in anytime. All right. Now, let me answer that. And caller number two, you're on hold. I will get to you in a second. Now, I will answer that by saying, let's just say LeBron James became a new woman. Yes, LeBron James would take the hormones, would grow the titties, would be decidedly weaker. But guess what? Decidedly weaker is still stronger and more adept athletically
than a woman, a woman born female.
Right.
Yes.
So these
and it
are,
is the skill.
Right. There's the skill and then there's the sheer athleticism. Because remember, this is athletics. There's the skill level, but then there's the athletics that propel you.
I would say this. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's not going to be for everyone because there are some women who are more skilled in sports than some men. So, I mean, I don't think it would happen like across the board.
Right.
I don't think,
no.
you know, we're saying that all women are going to be weak and all men are going to be strong.
Right.
It's just like when I was using the track as an example, it was about skill. They weren't mad that they were transgender. They were mad that they were very quick and fast, and everybody that was on top was going down to the bottom because they couldn't keep up. So to me, that's about skill, not necessarily about their gender.
Well, that and just inherent athletics.
All right.
Yeah.
Caller, where are you calling from, and who are you, and what can we do you for?
I'm just calling to see what y'all talking about.
Okay. All right. All right. So, thank you. Thank you for listening in. And I'll put you back on hold.
Thank you.
All right. And so, this is the argument. And I think people don't understand the magnitude of it until, see, because it's like, see, we're looking at Bruce Jenner, right? Bruce Jenner was an Olympic athlete. He was a high-level athlete. He was one of the, in the top 10% greatest athletes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Bruce turns into Caitlyn at the end of his competing years, where he couldn't compete anymore with the males, and he becomes Caitlyn at the tail end. You don't think he couldn't extend it? And this isn't a devaluing of the women. We're just talking about just the straight athletic. And just understanding that dynamics. Yes, he takes the estrogen, whatnot, and becomes a woman and loses some of the muscle mass. But physiology is physiology. He's in the top 10% of all people. Could still compete and be dynamic. So I think people are underestimating this, and it's something that's gonna bear watching, because I saw it in weightlifting. There was a guy who in his 40s he couldn't compete with the men anymore. He became a new woman and started winning all the weightlifting competitions. And there was lots of rumblings. And, yeah, it's not going to translate. And, yeah, there's still going to be some losses by them. I'm just saying, there's a slippery slope here. It's going to be very, very slick and slippery. Very, very slick and slippery. And it's not going to be good. And it's going to erupt. It's going to blow up, and folks are going to go crazy behind it. Now, I don't think they'll see it yet until one of these major athletes does it. See, because I remember, I can't remember his name, but the young man from London, he was a basketball player, and he came out as gay. You know, what happens, Brown Sugar, when this individual not only comes out as gay, but he just says, I'm transitioning and is a new woman and starts playing in the WNBA. Folks don't see it
yeah,
like that.
Well, I mean, because you talk about, I can't remember her name, and she was born with both sexes,
Catherine,
but it was the
job.
Same. Yeah,
she
couldn't compete.
Right.
Until she decides on the sex. So,
yeah,
I mean,
but she's
to me, if that isn't like
a
telltale sign that there's... Exactly.
Right. She's a woman. She can't help. She has inverted testes. She was born like that. But we're going to, you know, we're going to continue this conversation in the chat room for Miss Brown Sugar. I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. You want to continue the conversation? We're in the chat room at smoothdrama.com. Come on in. Other than that, we're out. Peace, love, and hair grease.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.